93.7 The River. There goes You Two Mysterious Ways. Doug and Joe Show. The phone number 766-9370. Knowing what you know now, if you can redo it and go back to the then, would you do things differently for a profession, if in fact your profession caused all this agony and all these health problems? We're talking about this because Jim Plunkett, 13 pills a day. His life sucks, he says. He's in constant pain because of his NFL career with the Raiders. We talked about Boomer Esiason. He's come out. He said he probably has CTE. The NFL, with the study they just did last week, 110 out of 111 people or players have CTE.
That is so crazy.
So knowing what you know now, whether or not you have an injury, work-sustained injury, would you do it differently to go back as a kid or starting out in a young career? What's going on? Gary, what's up?
Yeah, Dog. Hey, interesting topic. I don't see football going away as quickly as you might think. Think about the institute that the NFL is and the power behind that organization.
The institution, yeah.
Yeah, they've covered this thing up for a long time. And the next thing is that there's already this big feeder system. There's a lot of guys that have played football. They want their kids to play football come hell or high water. You know, it is a tragic deal, but I just think that I think the football's going to be around for at least another 50 years.
See, now here's the thing. I agree with that, Gary. The sport will be around, but I don't know. Maybe there's no more pads and helmets. I think it's going to change. Maybe they play differently. I think the game will always be here, but I think these huge salaries and I think these huge lawsuits and all this CTE discussion, it's going to change and it's going to force them to change, whether I agree with that or not. I think football will be around for a long time, but the football as we know it, with this heavy hitting, which you've seen diminish over the past 5 to 7 years, it's going to change drastically. And my thing is in 8 to 10, 12 years, football at a local school level is what I'm talking about will disappear.
Don't you think it was worse back in the day, though? I mean, think about when the guys first started playing football. And yes, the athletes weren't as big. They weren't as strong. They say this.
There was no Gatorade.
Yeah, they didn't run as fast, all that good stuff.
They smoked.
But the padding was so much smaller, and I got to think those dudes were way tougher than the guys that are on the field now.
Here's the thing. When you watch it on TV, it looks tough, but the truth is,
I can't imagine hitting head-on with a leather helmet.
But here's what I'm saying. As the shoulder pads grew and the helmets got better, I think it made the people hit harder because they had this false sense of protection. Back with the leather helmet days.
You don't think those guys hit hard?
No, I think they do, but I think it was a mutual respect. They only hit as hard as they needed to. They weren't trying to ring someone's bell. They were trying to tackle them hard to take them down. And I think that if they hit the opponent, it was going to hurt them too. So it looked rougher, but I think the actual contact was lighter because they were both feeling it.
I think
as the pads grew and the helmets got better, I think that's when in the late 70s and 80s, oh, we're going to hit them hard. You know, and you hear about all these colleges and all these different pro teams that were rewarding players to really hurt players.
Yep.
I think it became a contest, a machismo, and then the steroids and all the other chemicals and the workouts. I think they wanted these players to become trucks, and that's what they got. So to go back to the leatherhead days, I don't think it was as rough and tumble as we like to think, even though the protection was less.
It sure looked like it.
It looks scary, but I think that's the only way you can clean football up is to reduce the padding and get them out there back in leatherhead.
So they have to hit, so they're hitting body to body more instead of all this big, thick 16-inch padding on their shoulders and whatnot.
You know, and these young kids coming out of college that drink energy drinks all day and take steroids, they think it's cool to ring some guy's bell through a helmet. They want that training coach to, you know, pat him on the ass and say, oh, man, he got carried off in a stretcher. Yeah, that became part of the game. And I don't necessarily think it needs to be that rough to enjoy the sport and catching the ball, throwing it, and getting the yards and the touch. I don't know if it needs to be there. Darren, what's up?
Hey, guys, morning.
Hey, Darren.
Hey, back to your original question. Would you do it again? Absolutely. You know what? These are big boys. They know what they're getting into. It's called tackle football. Tackle means contact. You get hurt. So, and they get tons of money. So reap what you sow. I was in the military for 27 years. I'm busted up. I take pills every day. And you know what? Damn right. I would do it all over again.
And that's fair. It's a fair question because...
Oh, we totally forgot about military in that. Those guys definitely...
Yeah, and for very little pay.
Right,
and
right.
And for the patriotism and the freedom of this country. So thank you on that.
Yeah, thank you very much.
And I think it's a split thing. If you go through the people in the field of calls here, Joe, let's just say, we get some sort of cauliflower growing out of our ear for years of fluorescent lighting and diodes and transmitters. Let's say we get a cancer. And we have to live a lifetime like Jim Plunkett on 13 pills a day. Do you do it again? Is it worth it to spend the majority of your life in pain for something that you loved to do in the beginning? I don't know. You know me. I'm a black or white guy. There's very little gray in my life. It's a tough question because now I'm at that side of my life and I can't imagine living all those days in pain, taking pills for something that I loved as a kid or a young man. It's tough, but I think this is true. And I tell people about this. I've had a lot of friends die in the last 3 weeks. I say you step on it. You put the pedal to the metal, and if you love doing it, it doesn't matter if you live to be 17 or 70. If you love doing it, uncork it, run what you brung, and go down swinging. Because you're going to enjoy every second of it. It's sad that Jim Plunkett's on the couch feeling this way. I hope he enjoyed his time playing. And it sucks because a lot of guys end up in the lazy boy aching. But, man, I think you got to do what you love and where your heart's at, and you just got to floorboard it. I don't know.
I see it from two different points of view because I am a little busted up, and I never got to where I wanted to be.
Not busted up.
Oh, yeah, dude. I've dislocated shoulders. I've broken bones. I mean, I wake up in the morning. I hurt. I mean, my body hurts, legitimately hurts. You know, I have to take back pills if I do hard motorcycle riding on the weekends or what have you. I mean, I never made it anywhere professionally or did anything with it. I tried and couldn't do it. And I wonder if I wouldn't have tried as hard knowing that I would hurt right now, you know?
So would you?
I gotta think no. I would still have ridden motorcycles, absolutely. I would have still wrestled in high school and college. But I mean, I ache.
You went out. Joe had a very short flat track career. He was going up to the Auburn Fairgrounds.
And I would have still done that.
And he crashed, and he's like...
Oh, it hurt, dude.
This hurts. I think I'm going to retire. So he had a 5-race season, or career, rather, and now you are retired?
Well, the faster I got, the more I knew. The next time I go down, I'm going to be going even faster, and it's going to
hurt more.
And I got a bum shoulder, and I mean, it hurt when I went down, and I don't really want to feel that kind of pain for no reward.
Pain?
Well, I don't.
That's the other thing, too. How big is the reward for the pain you're going to feel?
I mean, you're going to win like $25 or something? That's not worth it.
No. You'll spend that in one pre-script over at the pharmacy.
Yeah.
Dan, what's going on? Welcome.
Hey, how's it going? First time caller.
Well, Dan.
Hi, Dan.
Okay,
hey, I just wanted to bring up the sport of motocross because Northern California is full of a lot of vet riders.
Yeah.
You know, young kids.
Well, see, here's the thing, though, with what you're talking about, Dan. There's lots of extreme sports that injure people. Those are not promoted in schools. I'm talking about specifically football and football for young kids, youth football, Pop Warner, and junior high football and, you know, high school. I'm talking about those things going away. Even there was a study on TV or a thing they ran the other day, cheerleading, and all the head trauma and injuries with cheerleading.
Anything, dude. Gymnastics. I mean,
yes.
Track. Anything that puts a stress and strain on a young person's body.
Could be detrimental.
Well, could be. You will feel it later in life. You get into your late 30s and early 40s, and you start in the morning when you wake up, you're a little stiff, you're a little sore, you got to stretch, you got to, I don't know about 13 pills a day, but you definitely feel it.
Well, here's the thing, though. Jim Plunkett was a Raider. The best line in football back in the day.
Was it?
People wanted, oh, yeah, that was legendary. You know, back from Stabler to him. You
know, he didn't take many hits?
Well, no, what I'm saying is that people had a bounty. If you had a Raider helmet on and you were a quarterback, oh, you were prize meat. So when they did get to him, oh, they wanted to punish him. So he did take some good hits, you know, because people wanted him because of the sheer grunt and the force of that Raider line back in the day. That was the meanest team out there, you know, back in the 70s and 80s. They wanted a piece of his ass. So when they got him, they hammered him. whether they liked them or not, that was the game back then.
Right.
So he's probably aching a lot more than a lot of guys his age. And he played for quite a while. So 13 pills a day, he sounds kind of lucky.
Oh, you think about what Peyton Manning's going to feel when he's in his 50s. And the guy had neck surgeries. He was already, we saw like videos and pictures of him there the last year of his career and second to last year. And he was moving slow and aching. The guy said he was like, oh, every time he would put his pads on and off. When he's in his 60s and 70s, he probably won't be able to move.
He'll be in traction. Yeah. And Tom Brady, on the other hand, he'll be teaching football clinics and jumping rope daily.
Yeah. If these next couple of years he doesn't get pounded, if he gets some hard hits and gets pounded, he'll be the same damn way.
Think about
Brett Favre.
Yeah, Brett Favre, he's still up and going pretty good. I think Tom Brady, though, just a bunch, and they're going to make a sex tape in their 80s. You watch. That's how physically fit those two are.
Why do you got to bring your hornery into this?
I'm just saying that's how physically fit Brady is.
It's awful.
He's not going to do a sex tape until he's 80. One more. Melissa, appreciate you hanging. What's up?
Hey, guys. Hands free.
Welcome, neighbor.
There she is.
Hey, you know, my dad was a football player from Pop Warner all the way through college. That man suffered 6 concussions at the age of 16. He had to learn how to re-speak. He lost his language completely, and it left him with a severe speech impediment. My kid will never play football.
This is a great flip side. You've seen and lived with the damage.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was hard, and he couldn't even pronounce my child's name right.
Because
his speech impediment was so bad. You know, great guy.
How long did he play? You said his whole life. Did he make it into pro?
No. He ended in college.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was a linebacker, and he got hit all the time, and he loved it. He absolutely loved it. He didn't care whether he got hurt or not. The man played with 2 broken legs at one time.
And back then, they didn't have a lot of data on the CTE. A lot of the stuff was not known. So what did your father become in life? What did he do professionally after football?
Well, he ended up having heart issues, which ultimately took him out. Because of the heart issues, he had to quit the whole sports altogether. Actually, he did do some umpiring. He loved baseball also.
He never had much of a professional career due to the injuries from his high school and college football.
Yeah, just paid per pusher after that.
Wow. See, well, there you go. There's that flip side.
Physically, he couldn't do anything else, you know.
Yeah, he was broken.
Yeah.
And if you jump on and you Google Pop Warner, nothing but lawsuits, participation drops. There is tons and tons of stuff and content on Pop Warner. I'm telling you, Pop Warner is going to be gone. Just
Pop
like
Warner, that would be like the kids my son's age playing?
Well, a little bit older. Yeah, you get into 6th, 7th, 8th, you know, grade, that Pop Warner, a little bit older kids.
Because the little neighborhood kids right now are playing, and they're Digger's age. And he could be throwing pads and a helmet on and out there playing right now, and I won't let him do it either.
See, I'm telling you, the perception is going to change football. There's not going to be a pool to send these people off like there is now. So, 766-9370, pay attention to this.